Barbara, what is the scene like there at the train station?
The refugees are sitting. Some of them are sitting on the floor. Some of them are on the train. Some of them are standing in front of the train. But there is a fence separating them from the rest of the platform, and the platforms are closed. The police is blocking the entrance to the platforms. They were provided with water by the Red Cross, but some of them refused to take it. They refused to disembark the train and go to the reception center here in Bichke. We spoke to some of the refugees yesterday who were asked to go to Bichke. We spoke to them at the Keleti station, and they quoted as one of the reasons for refusing to go to the reception center the lack of capacities and the fact that they are overcrowded. It's quite concerning here in terms of the situation of people who have spent the night on the train because of sanitary conditions, but also in terms of their access to food and portable water. And from here, it looks like that the group on the train is quite mixed. There are quite a few men, but then there seems to be also children on the train. And the temperatures are about 28 degrees Celsius, so it's quite hot.
Is it known which countries these particular refugees come from?
The absolute majority is from Syria. The majority of people at the Keleti stations from which the train departed yesterday were Syrians, but there were also Iraqis, Afghanis, and some other nationalities, but these were the main ones.
Is it known yet where these refugees will go?
It's unknown. Government is insisting that they should go to the reception center here. Some of them that we spoke to at Keleti were given instructions that they should go to other reception centers, but these instructions are highly questionable because the capacities of these centers are full to over 100%, in some cases even more. So it's a bit unclear how would they be able to house hundreds of new coming refugees and how the Hungarian authorities aim to ensure that the reception conditions are actually adequate.
Is it known today what the situation is like in Budapest? Because there are a number of refugees there as well.
When I left there last night, there were still thousands of people, many of them sleeping directly at the train station, many of them in the surrounding streets and parks. They were hoping that they would be able to board on trains and leave Budapest, but the Hungarian train company made an announcement yesterday that there would be no trains to Austria and Germany, that all these westbound trains were cancelled. And this seems to be a consistent policy that is still in place today. But it is unclear how long it can continue because new people keep coming to Budapest, and this is clearly not sustainable. There doesn't seem to be a solution put forward by the authorities.
Thank you very much. That is Barbara Chinaskova. She's a human rights researcher at Amnesty International in Hungary.